And tonight in the Basement Record Library, we have some very exciting guests. Oh, no, we have lots of stuff.
Oh, jeez.
Tonight in the Basement Record Library.
So goofy.
I'm so glad to have these guys here. Bob Gaudio, Frankie Valli from the Four Seasons. Welcome to the Selvin Record Library.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
But you're going to have to get rid of that horrible picture.
You guys took a lot of bad pictures.
Oh, you bet. I can't believe that. Wow. All right. Well, hey. You haven't seen the show.
No, I said, well, Jersey Boy opens this week.
What are we doing here?
Jersey Boys opens this week at the Curran Theater.
Yes.
And, you know, you're going to have a long run here in San Francisco. This is the first off-Broadway run. This is the first road company.
Yes, it is. This is scary.
And you produced the soundtrack album. What was that like? What was the mission in producing the Jersey Boys?
Getting it done in 3 weeks. That was the mission. Seriously,
that was quite a
mission. I mean, you know, when you're dealing with theater and unions and stuff, it's a different ballgame. You only get the cast for so many hours, and if you go beyond that, it's 2 weeks' salary and, you know, the budget.
But you'd never recorded those songs before, a second time before.
No. Uh-uh. We did a live album. Yeah, we did a live album. You don't have it here, I noticed.
We don't have the albums out. I just got the 45
okay.
So far.
Oh, we didn't get to the album.
We'll get there. In Jersey Boys, do you guys have a favorite scene, a favorite song? Is there a moment that you particularly look forward to in the show when you see it, Bob?
Yeah, I do. The way they've placed Can't Take My Eyes Off You. Because I'm personally sick of the song, you know what I mean? I can't listen to oldies radio, because I just can't. But the way it's set in the show is, as I mentioned before, part of the inspiration for the show to begin with goes back to the way Can't Take My Eyes Off You was used in The Deer Hunter. It was just a moment. And the way it's used in the show is even a level above that. And that's hands down my favorite moment. It was an inspired writing and the way Dez and Marshall and Rick put that together.
The label is nuts for Marianne, but Gaudio and crew had written this other one just for me, a solo number. But the president of the label isn't interested.
I don't know, Bobby. It's too hard to be pop, too soft to be rock.
You want to get a hit song, it's like the Stations of the Cross. You gotta get past the record company, the program directors, the DJs, and if you're lucky, you get to the people.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Frankie, what about you?
I there are several moments in the show that for me are really on a note where the song may not have been a big hit for us here in this country. We had a number one with it in Europe. Was Fallen Angel, was for me is a spectacular song.
Gotten hold of you, Fallen Angel. Got a demon.
And Bob found the song, so you know. When we were in Europe, and we were listening to lots of music, and he was going over all the material that we might record me with, and he found this song. He said, "This song is great." He says, "Listen to it." And we agreed, and we went and recorded it. And in Europe, it was a smash. In this country, we couldn't get the record company behind us. It just didn't happen. You know, it's just really amazing, but. And there are a lot of transitional things that happen in the show musically that for me work. The way I get more out of watching the transition going into Who Loves You than even when if I listen to the record. I mean, you know, it's just different. There's something happening visually that makes it. Makes it really happen.
Which is why in the cast album, I got a lot of heat to just do the songs. But because it's so effective the way it's surrounded with dialogue in the show, I sat with Rick Ellis and asked him to start editing for me because I wanted to use dialogue in the cast album, because to me that's the setting, that's the moment, and without it, like the moment he's talking about, the little dialogue that he does before Who Loves You, it's a chilling, and to not have it was, you know, wouldn't have worked. It would be then just buying a hits album, you know, and that's not what the show's about. It's not what Jersey Boys about.
They ask you, what was the high point? The Hall of Fame, selling all those records, pulling Sherry out of the hat. It was all great. but four guys under a street lamp, when it was all still ahead of us. The first time we made that sound, our sound, when everything dropped away and all there was the music, that was the best. That's why I'm still out there singing. Like that bunny on TV with the battery. I just keep going and going and going. Chasing the music. Trying to get home.
The other big moment for me is the songs on the tip of my tongue is when the group is doing a particular song and they're facing the audience. And
Dawn?
Something goes, is that Dawn?
And then they, it's the end of Act 1.
Then they have their backs to the audience.
And oh, you don't have to give it away.
I won't tell you anymore. Okay. But something really wonderful does come out of this thing that is really spectacular.
We're down in the Basement Record Library with Frankie Valli and Bob Gaudio of the Four Seasons. The Jersey Boys are in town.